Well, it's Saturday, November 27th, and the new variant is making new news at a very high rate. The first piece of news is that it is not called NU, but is given the name Omicron, which is the Greek letter next available. Apparently, the new was already taken, and the WHO did declare the virus to be of concern and gave it a Greek alphabet name, which is Omicron. The situation has been developing quite rapidly. Part of the reason it was a virus of concern was the data that's actually coming out of South Africa. And the most alarming piece of information was testing of cases using the SGTF, the spike gene failure of target failure, sort of the spike gene target failure. And this is also called the S dropout, and it's basically a negative result of on one of the three PCR primers, and it's the first one because that targets the region that's deleted. It was deleted in the alpha strain, alpha variant, and it's also deleted in Omicron. So, or Omicron, cron. And so, it's a test that is being used to rapidly identify the virus. It's got a potential of picking up some of the deltas. Actually, have that deletion also. But the data from various provinces in South Africa was very dramatic. It was over an extended period, so you could actually see the alpha come and go as it made a curve that coincided with the appearance of alpha, but it was being picked up by this assay that basically had two positive, strong positive signals and a negative signal for the primer targeting the deletion. And that test was run on multiple provinces in South Africa, and the results were both compelling and alarming, that the curve was very dramatic hockey stick shape. It literally went vertical. It went well above the levels that were seen, the frequencies that were seen for alpha, and it took place over literally a few days. Maybe it was a week or two, but it was a very short time period, and it was a very dramatic rise, and it was in multiple provinces, indicating that the virus is spreading very rapidly in South Africa. And the results from Botswana, more sequences were released, and is at multiple locations there, where there are full sequences now. The locations are relatively close to the South African border, but they aren't at one location. They are at least three different major cities that were near the coast of South Africa. In addition to the case that I mentioned earlier in Israel, which was confirmed, there was a case in Belgium. Both of those sequences have now been released, and there's no doubt that it is the Omicron sequence. The case in Belgium had traveled to Turkey and Egypt, although she developed symptoms 11 days after she returned. So it's not at all clear that she was infected in either of those countries, and it's more likely because of the delay in onset of symptoms in a case that had not been vaccinated, that she may very well have been infected in Belgium. Several countries have issued travel bans for foreign nationals arriving from South Africa, and actually several countries in Southern Africa, like six or seven countries, including the United States, which begins on Monday. But this is, an approach that's much more political than it is scientific. The a virus that's spreading this easily is not going to be stopped by a travel ban, and it's a classic, closing of the barn door after the horses are out, with some bizarre expectation that this will get the horses back in. It doesn't work. The virus is out. It's spreading worldwide, and this isn't speculation. This is fact. This morning, there is already a report of two flights out of one was Cape Town, one was Johannesburg, into Germany. These are KLM flights. They together, I think, have something like 600 passengers, and 61 have been lab confirmed to be infected with COVID. Testing is ongoing to see how many of these COVID infections are Omicron, but Johannesburg seems to be an epicenter, so it would seem likely that there are many of the 61 will end up testing positive on a similar but not such a grand scale. There is a case in Germany that came from South Africa, and partial sequencing has already indicated that this will also be an Omicron case. And so there are, I think, three suspect cases in Israel in addition to the confirmed case. And probably the passengers in Germany are a good example that if there's 61 positives, it's likely that a good percentage of them are Omicron cases. And they didn't just start flying, last night. They've been flying all along. The outbreak is coming to light. It's only come to light a few days ago, but some of those collections go back to over 2 weeks ago, to the 11th. And that doesn't mean that it started on the 11th. That means that's when they started looking at a higher number of samples so that they could come up with more positive. So this virus has been transmitting for multiple weeks. People are infected even if they've been vaccinated. They can be infected and be asymptomatic, in part because it hasn't been long enough since the infection for them to develop symptoms, and in part because they may have been vaccinated and won't develop symptoms, or the symptoms will be mild, but they can have a high level of virus. This virus appears to transmit more easily than Delta. It seems to be able to outcompete Delta because of the large number of cases in the last a few weeks based upon the dropout assays, and travel bans will not stop the virus because the virus has already left South Africa, and it is undoubtedly spreading worldwide.